Place: Elms Haven, St. Helena, California. January 17, 1905. Elder Place: Dear Brother, I have recently learned in regard to the burning of a portion of the Melrose Sanitarium. At first, I felt almost overcome, but later I learned that only a part of the main building has been destroyed. I want you to see, my brother, that the Lord is good. Do not mourn over the loss, as long as the best part of the building is saved. Thank the Lord that considerable of the furniture was saved, and above all, that no one was hurt or killed. Can you not do something to arouse our people in the East to arise and rebuild the sanitarium? I feel a deep anxiety that Boston shall hear the word of the Lord and the reasons of our faith. Ask the Lord to raise up laborers to enter the field. Ask Him to raise up laborers who can gain access to the people of Boston. The message must be sounding forth. There are thousands in Boston craving for the simple truth as it is in Jesus. Cannot you, who minister in word and doctrine, prepare the way for this truth to reach souls? Oh, how I long to see the Holy Spirit's working on human minds. For hours during the night I lie awake, unable to sleep, pleading with God to let the power of His Spirit come upon the minds and hearts of the people in our cities. Let us regard the fire that has destroyed a part of the sanitarium as a blessing in disguise. The Lord is in this cutting away of the objectionable portion of the building. It was a fire trap and made but a poor representation. After considering the matter, I said, Amen and Amen. Refined and purified by fire. Our people in the East are to do their part in helping to rebuild the destroyed portion of the building. May the Lord impress the hearts of those who have money to come up to His help and assist in the erection of a building that will be wholesome and safe and convenient. Work to this point. I must close now, for I am very weary. I ask you to do all in your power to help Dr. Nicola in the erection of the buildings that are essential for the accommodation of patients.